Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So you obviously may have been watching the story where the city of Johannesburg, as you know, the city of Johannesburg has been busy, you know, trying to clean up the city. Others are saying it's for G20. They say, no, it's not for the G20. It's an ongoing project. And you know that story. But one of the things that has been a really difficult situation to resolve is the city's operation in moving informal traders in the inner city. So then you had Siri, amongst others, who took the city to court, and really just saying that what they did, yes, the city is responsible for bylaws, but the way and the manner in which the city operated was not lawful, and the court agreed with them. Attorney at Siri, Deborah Rabuda, is on the line with us this evening. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good evening. My name is Deborah Raduba.
Raduba. Thank you very much for clearing that for us. In fact, we will get our people to also sort it out on our side. Deborah, just maybe give us, you know, from your perspective, what are the things that you are dissatisfied with in how the city conducted itself?
The city removed the informal traders without any prior notice. And even when they had removed them, they didn't give any timelines or indication as to whether the informal traders would be included in the development plans or changes in the city, and when then the informal traders could come back to trade. And despite many queries from our office, which left us with no choice but to approach the urgent court.
There has been an issue around, you know, as you saw, a lot of other political parties or organizations coming to the fore, speaking of the fact that they were not happy with the foreigners that were given permits. Maybe clarify the position that Siri has taken on this issue.
Regarding permits, I believe permits being issued requires somebody to have documentation, valid documentation in South Africa. And the informal traders that we represent have no problem with going through the verification process and presenting the relevant documents that the city may require to issue permits.
When is the city supposed to finally, you know, issue all the permits? And is there a sense that they will be able to accommodate everybody that actually has existing permits?
So the city has begun today with the verification process. They've invited informal traders to come to their offices. And I think that's one of the points of contention and why we will be attending mediation, because they aren't enough allocations for the informal traders. As you may know, the city already indicated that they don't want any informal trading in De Villiers, and there's about 200 informal traders in De Villiers, so they haven't indicated where then they'll be accommodated.
In the past, I remember that they, you know, the informal traders themselves had a lot to say about some of the other proposed places that the city had said they would locate them to. You know, has that conversation happened now that we're here? Is the city engaging with yourselves, with informal traders, about possible other venues or spaces where they'll be relocated to?
I think for now those conversations are going to be left for the mediation process.
Okay. And have the informal set informal traders indicated what they prefer? I remember, I think a couple of years ago, they were not happy with some of the proposed places, stating that there is no, you know, walking traffic or traffic in a sense. They were just hurdled up in a place that was essentially quite away from the consumers that they're looking to get.
Yes, so I believe when considering informal trade, they need that foot traffic so that there are people who will be there to be able to then buy and make their purchases so that they can make a living. So we're hoping within the mediation process and the proposals that the city may make, that they'll take that into consideration.
Appreciate your time, attorney at Siri, Deborah Raduba there, just giving us clarity on what it is that they wanted the city to consider, especially when they were taking them to court, very unhappy with the fact that the city was removing informal traders in the inner city of Johannesburg. On the line with us is also City of Johannesburg spokesperson Ntatisi Modingwana. Thank you so much, Ntatisi, for talking to us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you, Pimelo, and good evening to yourself and the listeners as well.
Your response to the court's judgment?
Now, from the city side, we welcome the judgment. We feel that it vindicates all our discussions that we've been having in terms of regulating the sector, in terms of making sure that, one, people present themselves and get verified. Two, people are allocated properly stands in areas that are allowed to be areas for trading, so that when law enforcement happens, our officers are not confused to say who is this and who is this, and the other one will say I was here 20 years before this one, and the other one has an old permit that has expired and so forth. So we need to start the process afresh and verify everybody and make sure that everybody that is found trading in the allocated space is is the one that has been allocated as stand by the city.
Tatisa, just maybe explain and clarify that for me. When you say you need to start the process from scratch, are you saying that you are going to be verifying existing permits, or are you going to be issuing, so you're asking people to present themselves and then you're going to issue completely new permits?
There's going to be new permits that are going to be issued.
Okay.
You must remember that in terms of the policy itself, Pimelo, it says a permit is valid for a year.
Yeah.
It gets renewable. So there are traders that had old permits, and when you remember, I think you referred to a previous court case as well. And there was a process where we had to start certain things and review the policy, review the bylaws, and look at those things. That work has happened.
Yeah.
So in terms of the city, we are clear that work has happened and council has approved those key documents.
So
we need to do everything in line with those approved documents.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you've seen how others are accusing you of not issuing permits, you know, according to the timeframes that are, as you say, that are meant to be allocated in within that year. They're saying that you stopped issuing permits. I mean, I don't know how true that is. You will have to clarify. Was that a stumbling block?
When there was a process that we undertook with informal traders in terms of looking at some of the older permits and their vulnerability to forgery, and we agreed that we're going to introduce a new system which is now in place to ensure that what is issued by the city cannot be replicated or duplicated in the market that we exist in.
So
that work is done.
Yeah.
So for us, we are excited that the court is saying it's forcing us to work together with traders to say, come, verify yourself, let's start and do this thing right. Mm. So that, because wherever there is no law and order, criminality thrives and people's lives are affected. So for us, it's very important that we work with traders in this process. And Pimelo, let me tell you something, that we started today, for example, with verification. In terms of the court order, there is a list A and list B that was submitted by SARI.
Yes.
And in those lists, we're talking over 500 traders.
Yes.
We started today at 9. When we closed today at 4, there were 103 people that came through who are new people, who are not in the list that we are talking about. So our plea now, and we're going to be issuing something maybe tomorrow or whenever, because we want to check, we want to consult SARI as well and say, guys, we have only 14 days and we have to go back to court and report. And what it will be said that the city didn't comply with the order. And we want to, and we don't want a situation where people sit and then come on the 18th and want to be assisted at once.
So Ntatis, let me ask you this, just based on what you've just said now. The list A and the list B are the names of people who had complained that they were removed. In other words, these are existing people who were on the streets and who want to be allowed to get back.
Yes. Okay, sorry to disturb you.
Yeah. And I'm told that some of the court was also referring to Alex and parts of Soweto, to just maybe clarify if the focus right now is only in the inner city, or does it include Alexandra and some parts of Soweto as well?
Okay. The court order as it stands now, it's focused on the inner city itself.
Okay.
That's why the 14 days, and the court felt that it's achievable. The city has the resources to be able to deal with that. Yes, there are other challenges in other regions.
Yes.
Of the city that we still have to deal with, and we feel that if we get this model right and do it right, it will be replicated into other regions, so that we do not have a situation where there is mass eviction of people that are working in those places.
So obviously you're going to have a challenge of space, as you said. You know, you only have enough space for 200 people, and you are saying no more trading in de Villiers. Have you identified new areas in the inner city where you're going to be allowing these traders to work?
One of the things that we are currently doing, we've asked JPC, which is our property management company, to assist us with that process. So that process will run parallel with the verification.
Okay.
Because we have a committee that sits every day at 5, just to look at where the gaps are, where is the progress in terms of all the roles and responsibilities and so forth. And I'll be able to, in the next few days or few weeks, to be able to say, are we able to identify areas that would suit the numbers that we're talking about?
So Ntatisi, from what you've just said, the 103 people that came through today, these are completely new people. Clearly then what it sounds like to me is that there are other people who are still looking for an opportunity to trade in the inner city. You probably have a long-term plan for people who we've always been asking, you know, become entrepreneurial, don't wait for government grants and so on. What's your vision going forward? And I know I'm asking you at a time when you're under pressure to deliver on the 14 days, but, you know, just maybe give us a sense of what your thoughts are around that.
Okay. Yes, it's a very valid question. And in terms of the city's plan, for the assistance and development of informal trading in general, is that we have a series of programs, but it will take time for me to unpack them and unbreak them and so forth.
Yeah.
But most of them are long term, and the real thing is to look at how do we assist people to move from informality to formality in a long run. So that you don't become a trader until you are a pension.
Can I ask you, in terms of how you, apart from the normal documentation, in other words, you've got your identification document, apart from that, are you probably looking at the fact that you don't want all of us, all 200 of us, to be selling apples? Is that what you're looking at? Is that how you determine, you know, how you're mixing together these entrepreneurs?
It's not in terms of the policy, it's not about the actual
product or anything like
product
that.
In the initial stages. For example, the only determination that the policy would make in terms of what you sell is whether you're selling cooked food and so forth, and what And in terms of the required documents, it will be, for example,
safety,
if you prepare food, we need a certificate of acceptability and so forth.
Mm.
If you are in a space where you are using gas, for example, EMS must come in and give us indication in terms of approvals or non-approvals and so forth. So it has been very unregulated for a long time, and we need to put our efforts and work with all stakeholders, because any idea is welcome. Somebody was asking me, would you be forced to be working with Siri and other NGOs? Who were saying any progressive organization that has a positive input, those inputs will be taken into consideration. But we want to make sure that everything is in compliance with the city's bylaw and the city is restored to its former glory. This thing of people not being able to use pavements and formal businesses having problems with obstructions of their entrances, it has to stop. We have to coexist, but we have to coexist in a manner that supports all forms of business.
As far as I remember, part of the things that you were tackling with the last, you know, with your last process was yourselves being able to provide things like ablution facilities and all of that, which is part of why it took so long. And I know you're talking about JPC. Does that mean, you know, within the 14 days you'll have that resolved?
Yeah, the to be honest, the issue of the ablution service is, services I didn't ask in the meeting that I was in earlier today.
Okay.
So it's one of the things that I will note, and if the opportunity arises again, I will raise those. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll speak again in the 14 days. I appreciate your time there, Ntatisi. Ntatisi Mudingwana is a City of Johannesburg spokesperson. It's
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.